With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police are still on the lookout for 40-year-old Robert Cord, who's believed to have committed a mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine last night, killing at least 18 people. Colonel William Ross, the chief of the Maine State Police, says the suspect was identified through his vehicle registration and he remains at large.
We believe this is someone that should not be approached. This is someone that should be, if you come into any contact with this individual or someone that you think looks like this individual, you were to call 911.
Commanders in the Army Reserve's 3rd Battalion, 304th Infantry Regiment became concerned in mid-July that Robert Card was acting erratically while the unit was training at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point in New York. A deal has been struck in the auto workers' strike, correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The United Auto Workers says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. Its chief negotiator says workers will get a 25% general wage increase plus cost of living raises that will put the pay increase over 30% to more than $40 per hour for top-scale assembly plant workers by the end of the contract. UAW President Sean Fain telling workers,
Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
The deal could prove a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit's Big Three automakers, setting a pattern for agreements with General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israeli troops and tanks launched an hours-long ground raid into northern Gaza overnight. The military said troops struck several terrorist targets in Thursday's raid in order to prepare the battlefield ahead of a widely expected ground invasion. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 251 points, the Nasdaq dropped 225, the S&P lower by 49. This is SRN News. Britain's education chief comes down in favor of parental rights.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, no more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has leapt to a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa, now less than 3 months away. Since the October 7th attack, Iowa's evangelical pastors, faith leaders, and rank-and-file caucus participants have been looking more closely at candidates' statements. Former President Trump gets much credit for his record while in the White House. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The nation's economy expanded at a 4.9% annual rate from July through September.
The economy expanded last quarter at the fastest pace in more than 2 years and more than twice the 2.1% annual rate of the previous quarter. Analysts say Americans defied higher prices, rising interest rates, and widespread forecasts of a recession to spend at a brisk pace. Thursday's report on the nation's gross domestic product showed that consumers drove the acceleration, ramping up their spending on everything from cars to restaurant meals.
As correspondent Jeremy House, Facebook parent Meta has posted sharply higher earnings for the third quarter. The earnings were boosted by an increase in advertising revenue and lower expenses after Meta laid off thousands of workers. Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow closed up by 251 points at 32,784. The Nasdaq down 225. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.